Right, once we mentioned Batiska Ve'alecha Abba, Gemara mentioned a few other situations which are considered to be an Abba. I may be sure of a lady. Also, Laila Adam, Sheyisha Shtar Peruah V'Sayat Be'Esay. It's also for a person to keep a paid star in his house. Shushinem Batiska Ve'alecha Abba. What's the Abla, the Shtar Peruah? What's wrong with keeping your stuff ruined in my house? I'm an honest person. I'm not going to collect with it. What? I might get a yet to her. What? A guy could die and his kids will find it. So why don't somebody else gives me something to hold that belongs to him?
Well,
somebody asked me to hold $100 for him. Is that an Abla if I hold it for him? It should be the same thing. It should be every time a person gives me $100 to hold, I accept the rest. But is it an Abba? Is it nicer for me to hold? Oh, you mean, but if someone gives me $100 to hold, at least there's an upside. At least I'm holding it. It's a tariff. By Shtapa Ruah, there's no reason in the world for me to hold it. And by a someone gives me something to hold, at least I'm doing him a favor, at least the Shtar Peruah, the way you understand, I'm never allowed to hold the Shtar Peruah, even under any condition. What I had in mind is maybe the Israel holding the Shtar Peruah, if it's between me and you, you give me the Shtar, and later you pay me, and I still have the Shtar. So if it's between me and you, maybe it shouldn't be such an Abla. Maybe we can argue that it's an Abla because there's a third party that could be hurt. Those are Lekuchis. Lekuchis means if you lend me money and you sold the field, so now this shtar is not just between me and you, it's between me and you and the other person. Because if later I was to be a crook and pretend that the shtar was never collected, I can go and take away karka from the third party. You follow? So it's not so clear, and as I would have argued maybe, that the reason it's an Abla is because we could cheat Lekuchas. Just between me and you let me keep the Shtar if you pay. Alright, so between me and you, maybe it's not such a big Abla, you trust me. Maybe Chandra Gemara is, it's only an Abla because we can cheat Lekuchas, because it's a third party. But later, if you and I decide to be crooks, I'll pretend you didn't pay, I have to go and get a field. Is it Davka? That's the question. Alright, so then I'm not sure. Is Shtar Peruah only? We have a few choices in this Gemara. Well, I might have thought that this case is only talking because of Lekuchas, which is a third party who may be cheated. Or maybe not. Maybe in any event, you're not supposed to keep the Shtar Peruah. Who knows, you'll have a Yetzirah somewhere down the line to cheat the person. Or maybe like Nachum is saying, somewhere in between, that it's only if at the time you paid the loan, I couldn't find the Shtar. We're going to try to sort this out, what the problem with Shtar Peruah is. Let's hold on a minute, and let's see the rest of the Gemara, and we'll try to figure out how to understand it. I don't think Rashi helps us. Right? Rashi doesn't say anything on it. So let's see Gemara about it. The Marava Amri, there's this Rav, they said, Mishmei to Rav Amri, and the Rav, they said the name of Rav, Im Obay B'yadecha Hakikeyu, if you have a sin in your hand, distance it. Zeshtar Amana B'shtar Pasim. What's Shtar Amana U'shtar Pasim? So Shtar Amana, we had it. Shtar Amana is where my plan is to give you a loan. And you give me the Shtar ahead of time, before the loan takes place. So right now the Malba has a Shtar which says that the light owes him money, but it didn't happen yet. It has not yet happened. The Malba wrote up a shtar because he anticipates lending money. That's shtar aman. Shtar pasim is a shtar which is loaned to someone so that he can pretend that he's wealthy. A person wants to pretend that he's wealthy, and he has no, he really is not. So people ask him, you have money? He shows off, he's got a shtar, he says somebody else owes him money. That's shtar pasim. And that's also wrong, because that's also an aban, that's a false shtar. And the same problem may come up that he may collect with the shtar improperly. That's shtar pasim. Again, just simple types. I wasn't sure. Shtar pasim means what? The loan did take place, it didn't. Now, I want to look rich. I'm interested in looking like I'm wealthy. So I go over to you and I say what? So either I could say, write me a fictional shtar. Baloney, write me up a fictional shtar and give it to me, and we'll pretend that you owe me money. And it's very similar to shtar aman, right? Or, shtar pasim might be, that someone owes you money, and you have the IOU, that's a true IOU, and I'm going and I'm saying, do me a favor, you have a shtar that somebody owes money, give me the IOU so I can pretend I'm rich. Is that also an aman? Follow what I'm saying? Because now I'm pretending that he owes me the money.
He owes money.
So let's say the shtar says, somebody gave you a shtar that he owes you money. And you're giving it to me so I can pretend I'm wealthy. If the chayish is there later, I'll try to collect with him. I'll say, you saw me the shtar. That's not an avodah between me and you.
You're scared about that
happening. Is that true? Yeah, but you can sell a shtar. Somebody has a check made out to me and I guess it onto you. So I used to be signed back for the shtar.
That doesn't mean that's the case where you got in the shtar with your
head. Sign your page?
On
the line, I sign your page. Should I sell you?
Shtar, which probably was, you have a shtar, which.
I think those words could be either way. The word Bahabi, you didn't say that
she
killed
me. I have a shtar, which he has an IOU.
So it sounds like this case would be out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's it telling you? Is this dependent logically? I mean, obviously, it's not a very deep thing. It's a very simple thing. What does it depend on, this case? Seems. What does it depend on if I could do this? Somebody owes you money, gives you a shtar, and you're going to pass it on to me. So what could go wrong? What could go wrong is that I could collect with it. Who's going to lose if I collect with it? The person who gave it to me. What? The person, he's the one who gave me the shtar, right? So I can just cheat him now and I can hold it and not give it back to him. Is that an avlo? If a person trusts me and he gives it to me, is it an avlo for me to hold it? What's the avlo? See, what I'm trying to get at is, you can learn this avlo two ways. Either the avlo is because you're being nice to me, giving me something, and we may cheat a third party. It's certainly an avlo. You trust me, so I take a chance of cheating someone else. That's certainly an avlo. But in this case, there's no third person that could be cheated. Someone really owes you money, gave you a shtar. And now you're lending it to me. The only potential is that you'll be cheated, because you're lending it to me, but you trust me. Is that an avla? If I do something where no third person could be cheated, the only person could be cheated is the person who trusted me with it. You follow? Is that an avla or not? Why, maybe, you could learn two ways. Either you could learn, the easy way out is to say, yes, it's an avla. Even if you trust me, like I'm setting up a yetzer for myself. So I have a shtar, later about a yetzer, I'll cheat you. So you can take it easy way and say, yes. The answer is that I'm not allowed to tempt myself with the Yetzer Hara.
But it's not even necessarily
or,
it's not even necessarily done because you're going to the person who's doing it. It's just planning to come for you.
So maybe that's right enough. That's his saying. You're trying to justify this job. Even though the person who gave it to you knew that might happen, and he's willing to take a chance. He says, I don't care, thank you.
But you give me the chance.
Hmm? They can't write a star, you're going to get Aiden sign a full star. That's what I follow. The question is, there are two ways to learn this Abla in your year. You can learn the Abla, that the Abla is, in all cases, even if it's just between me and you. And you're willing to trust me. You're willing to trust me. So that's still an Abla, because I'm tempting myself with the Yetzer Hara. And that seems to be the way at least the people are speaking up have learned. So what does that mean? If someone gives me a check, says, do me a favor, send me merchandise, tomorrow here's a check. So I shouldn't take the check from him today. I should say, hold the check, give it to you tomorrow. So he's giving me a star, and that's not the star of money. That would say. Give a star as a check, and a check is a check.
Give me over the star, I know this could happen.
He's willing. So is that an Abla? It's not an Abla.
Why should
we? So we have someone who disagrees. Okay. Let me first be clear before we argue, because I don't want to lose anybody. There's just two ways. It's not complicated. It's simple. There are two ways to learn the Abla. One way is to learn that the Abla is, don't tempt yourself. Don't let somebody give you a star before it's true. Someone comes over to you and he says, let me pay you ahead of time for this. Don't take it. Well, you'll be tempted later to hold on to it. Tell him, you'll pay me when I deliver to them. That's one way to learn. But that's an Abla. That's, I guess, the more, the frugal way to learn. Right? That it's an Abla. Anytime you tempt somebody, it's an Abla. Or, a person could say, no. If you give me something, and you trust me, and I trust myself, so I can do it. Perhaps, the Gemara cases here, that are Ablas, are all cases where there's a third party who may lose. The third party being Lekuchas. Being that you're writing a full shtar, if you write a shtar first pass him as a full shtar, the shtar is not true. You're just pretending that you owe me money. And you write a shtar that you owe me money. That shtar potentially later could be used to collect from the Kuchais, where the person who borrowed, who didn't believe you borrowed, sold the field, and now he regrets selling it. So we can use this shtar to show that field, where it had a prior shibud, to the Malva. So a third person could lose based on this shtar. So you could learn this sugya. I think you can learn all the cases that we're worried here about a hefsid of a third person, not a hefsid between me and you. And if that's true pshat in the Gemara, if that's MS, then we would say that if it's just between me and you, it's okay. It's not an Abla. You hear the two ways. There are two ways to learn. Now, there would be a tremendous nafkamina. What happens if the person riding the shtar doesn't have any field? Doesn't have any lakuta? What happens if it's a 16-year-old bachur yeshiva who doesn't own any real estate? Doesn't own anything, And he wants to ride a shtar amana or a shtar pasim. That's all the shtar perua. So maybe they both agree. Maybe it should be mutter. No, okay, that's the way to look at this Gemara. The Gemara says, which case is a problem? Shtar Pasim. So it could be Shtar Pasim still with this third person who could lose. Maybe Shtar Pasim means that you write a shtar that you owe me money and it's not true. And it's also because there's a possibility that later I'm going to use the shtar to take from the cookies. Maybe that's the shtar in Shtar Pasim. And that's the pshat. What? If the pshat is the second way, that it's only because they might potentially be lost to a third person. Then if I have a case where there's no loss to a third person, let's say it's a true shtar, somebody lent you money, and now you're giving me that shtar, so then there's no potential loss to a third person, and that should be mutter. So it seemed to be a tremendous nafkamina. The top Tosfos, not proof, but Tosfos Taisha Shtar Pasim, Mavav Yachach, and Kehu Zeh Shtar Pasim Emuna, Hachi Mashna Lashon Oven, Demei Kora Havi Sheker. Tosfos said that Shtar Pasim was a lie from the very beginning. Shtar Emuna Shtar Pasim were lies at the time they were written. Atishka Baruch Ha'ab was Ushtar Peruah. Sha'ata hu abba. Abba meikar aben. The shtap ruah was originally not alive. Now it's paid. That's why it fits into the test. Try to explain why it fits into the beginning of the pasuk. Imavim biyatachiku. The shtap has mishtay amana. And the shem beach abba. Why that fits into the same. But anyway, it would seem that you have two possible ways to learn how to learn this Gemara. There'd be two possible ways to learn how the Gemara, in which case the Gemara is talking. And I don't have a clear raya another line. Mandal mishtaparua. Does avashtaparua lie? Shtaparua is not an avla. Zimnim demashilei apshita desafi. He didn't want to say shtaparua. Because there could be situations where you hold the shtaparua for apshita desafra. What apshita desafra? That's the cost of the lawyer's fee or the scribe's fee. He's the one who wrote up the shtar. So the lawyer has to pay that. But the lawyer does not reimburse the malva. Writing the shtar is zimnim demashilei apshita desafra. In the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch adds another type of an avla. That is what's called a shtar shenim chal shibuda. Shtar shenim chal shibuda means the way the Sma types is Dash Nimpa Shibuda. Sma says it means, let's say I lent you money. The Malva lent money to the light. The light has a field, now you can't sell it. You know why you can't sell it? Because whoever's going to buy it knows he's taking a chance. He may have it taken away from him. He's unable to sell it. So he later goes to the Malva, he says, listen, I can't sell this. I'd like you to help me out. Be mindful to Shibun on this field. And the Malva was masking. The Malva said, you sell the field, I makna to the buyer my rights to be Tevei on this field. That's what happened. The Leiva sold the field, and now the Malva saw a shtar that the Leiva owes him money. But he was orally mindful, he verbally said, Bishas the Kenyan, Bishas the buyer bought it. He said, I'm mindful this Shibun. So the Sma says that's called Shtar Shanim Chashibudai. Shtar Shanim Chashibudai is an Avla to hold. It's an Avla to hold it. Why is it an Avla to hold it? What's the Avla? Because if people don't know that you're a mindfulist, there's other person that's not proof, later you might want to have some Makukas. That's what the Sma says. Or you may be able to sell for a lower price because of the fact that people are taking chances. Yeah, I didn't mean halachically you can't. I meant there's nobody interested in buying. The avla is that I'm holding a shtar, which implies that I could be tevei from the lekuchai. And that's true. I was meichel the lekuchai. I was meichel the shiva. So therefore, I'm holding the shtar for a reason which can end up cheating the Lakuta.
He didn't write
it in the Shach. The Shach says he doesn't understand what the Avla. What's the Avla? The Malva still needs the Shach to be able to be Tadeh from the light himself. The Shach says that it's not an Avla. Taka true that the Lakuta potentially could have a loss, and you have to be honest about it. You can't call it an avla to hold such a shtar because of the fact that he can still manai b'nei chayrin, he can still manai from the vayla personally. So the mela, the shach holds that it's not an avla. So the sma holds that it is an avla, the shach holds that it's not an avla to hold such a shtar. The only way it would be an avla is if the shtar was totally nimchal. He's mechal the whole party, then holding on to a shtar would be an avla. But if he's only mechal the shiva, Shach says that that's okay. So it seems that they argue in a case, this is sort of a reverse case that we were talking about before, the argument in a case where the person has a reason to hold the shtar of a gabi b'maiva, and it could still cheat lukukas. The smell, any time you may be able to cheat anybody, it's awesome. And the shtar holds, no. If you have a purpose in holding it, then it's okay. So the argument again and again there about it sounds from the shtar that any time you have a good reason to hold the shtar, there's no out. Even though you may cheat someone else, but you're an honest person. It's a time that you'll be honest. And another case. What about a shtar that says that I lent you $100 and you come and you pay me $50, partial payment, you don't have the whole $100, you give me $50. Is it an avla for me to hold on to the shtar?
Huh?
Okay, if you write on the shtar, that's for certain. If you write onto the shtar that $50 was paid of this $100, then it's certainly not an avla. For sure. Why not do it? I'd say why not do it, but the question is, if it's not done, is it an avla to hold the shtar? If it's not done, there's no room to write on the shtar. All right, so again, the Pashta Sashal Kanaruch is that it's an Abba unless you write it into the Shach. And the Shach disagrees. The Shach says it's not an Abba. Not an Abba. What's the problem? I'm still holding the Shach because I have a purpose. The $50. What? That's $100. And it's not an Abba for me to hold it. I'm still owed $50. You want me to rip up the shtar, give you the whole $100? Maybe he wants to keep pressure on the life of the pen. That's a $100 shtar, so we'll pay you more for it. Well, you can write a shever onto the shtar. You can write a shever onto the shtar. That's really the machlokes here. Machlokes is whether it's necessary. The chayre, the shach is right. What does Agamara say? Agamara says, for pshita de safra, you're allowed to hold on to a shtar. So kol shkein, if you paid me $50, if you paid me the whole $100, I can hold the shtar for pshita de safra. So if you paid me $50, I can't hold the shtar. Right, from the Gemara, the raya to the raya to the shach. Problem is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to hold the shtar for pshita de safra. Our Gemara says that it's a nafkamina between the two madiyamim, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran that pshita de safra is also awesome. Not allowed to hold the shtar for pshita de safra, which would seem that you can't hold it for the $50 either. We have a number of situations, and really, whatever we talked about is totally in two things. One is the first discussion we had. The shach is totally in the second discussion. If the avla is an avla, only if there's no upside, which is an upside to holding the shach, whether that's worth it. The shach holds it, if there's anything to be gained by holding it, you're allowed to hold the shach. And the smach takes the opposite position and says, if there's any possibility of being cheated, it's also to hold it. There seems to be a mechleikim. Lemaisa, the Delta's Maple on this. I mean, people prepay all the time. Some people prepay for items all the time. Staramana. Someone comes into a store, he orders groceries. And he says, okay, I'm going to pay you for the groceries, and you'll deliver it in the afternoon. So it's not Staramana. If you give cash, you give me cash. If you give a check, that's not a shtar. You do it all the time. Shalomai. Either we have to assume that if you're not cheating a third person, it's mutter. Two grown adults can make an agreement between themselves. As long as you're not cheating a third person, it's mutter. Which is the first thing we said. Or else, you have to say that anytime there's a benefit, like the Shach is saying, anytime there's a benefit, there's not starting of Avla. Avla is only if you're lazy, then rip it up. That's an Avla. But there's a benefit, there's a side benefit to it. I'm not willing to deliver the merchandise unless I'm sure I have the money. There's a side benefit. Then it's mutter. One of those two things has to be mutter. You can't be a machmir in both things we're talking about today. If you're going to be a machmir and say you can't create an Avla, even if it's just between me and you. And you're going to be a machmir like the Sma against the Shach and say that you can't hold the Shtar if there's any possibility of Avla, even if there's a reason to hold it, if there's $50 more to be gained, you hold that it's still, the Sma holds it's still Asr. So then we have problems with a lot of the things that we do, giving Shtar. You have to make one or the other. They lose their reputation if they don't deliver.
Right.
In the time of Chazal,
nothing left to get to where
they're going.
Which you might bring
you
down. I guess
when the shtar itself is. To give you a shtar on it.
Shtar itself is like not the future that,
you know,
whatever.
Yeah, but later you're going to claim that it's a true shtar. You lose your reputation. I'll be screaming
that
around.
But it's not the shtar itself. Good,
alright, so this Gemara is a big Gemara, and if you apply it Lamaisa, you've got to use one of the two Pumas. Either to say anytime you're not cheating a third party, it's Mutter, or to say that anytime there's a side benefit in what you're doing, it's also Mutter. And the Gemara only means when you're lazy, you know, you're step past most times, it's a side benefit. But not a benefit of the Shtar itself. There's no truth to the Shtar itself in it. Right, let's see the next case in the Gemara. Itmar, a new case. Sefer Sheinei Mugar. We haven't had, for a long time, side topics. Sefer Sheinei Mugar. Side topics. Sefer Torah, what does Sheinei Mugar mean? Rashi says, Eine Mugar is not collected, Mitzuyah Sheva. I have a sefer in my house that has mistakes in it. On Rabbani, I'd love it, yeah, but the Lashaisa. You get 30 days to fix it. Come to Eilof, us, the Lashaisa, and Shem Shanem, and I'll teach you about the Avla. You hear this? You have a sefer in your house that's got a mistake. You're not allowed to hold it because of an Avla. What's the Avla? What's going to go wrong? If there's a mistake, what's going to happen? You're going to? That's right. So what's going to happen? Happening wrong.
Did
you learn from Suvim or did
you
learn from Suvim? Okay, so here we have Rashi holds Sefer Sheinei Mugar. Rashi says Torah Neviim Uksuvim. And the response says, if you hold it, means Torah Neviim Uksuvim, then it's got to mean Gemara also. Shas. That has mistakes. Any sefer is awesome. And the reason for it is that I think the Rush says this as well. The reason is because you'll make a mistake. You'll be learning from it. And there'll be a mistake. And that mistake will lead you to practicing wrong. That's an Avla. To have a sefer in your house that you can make mistakes from. So that's an Avla. And then it's awesome. Or even in Limud, you learn things wrong, maybe not even in Psak, okay. You learn something that's not Emes. But therefore, it's awesome. So according to this, it should apply to everything. Any Sefer. Any Sefer. If they print the Sefer and there's a mistake, in the Sefer, it should be awesome to keep it. Okay. If you fix it, all right? Take a pen and fix it. So what?
Any Sefer only if it's inspired.
But the response is within Shas. Within Shas should be within a Rosh, and within a Ritzvah, and within Shidduch HaBetel. But as mistakes, should be awesome. What? What's between Shas and the Ritzvah? Shas is early and the Ritzvah is later. But why should there be a difference? There is a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and a Gemara. It's a difference, but it shouldn't be a difference like it is. According to this is Rashi Shita. The Shita Mukubetzes learns differently. Shita Mukubetzes learns that this is talking only about a Sefer Torah. It's only talking about a Sefer Torah that you learn B'tzibor. And since you learn B'tzibor from such a Sefer, if it's going to have a mistake in it, and you're going to keep it, eventually you're going to forget that it had a mistake. And you're going to learn B'tzibor from it. You're going to not be able to create a Torah. So that, according to the Shita Mukubetzes, and the Rambam's Lashon seems to be that way, the Rambam says, Sefer Torah, Sheina Muga. So if you hold this as the Sefer Torah, Dafka Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, Sheina Muga, you're not allowed to keep, because you'll make mistakes, you're late from it. And according to Rashi, and the Rashi, and the Mitzvah, it applies to all Sfar. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, Tzedakah. Machaber Paskins, that it only applies to the Sefer Torah. The Rambam Paskins, like Rashi and the Rosh, and the Ritzvah, the Rambam says, who had the Inshar Svarim? And the Gra says, Kagai, Gemara, Paiskin. It was like a Shas, or Paiskin. He says, you have a Kitz of Shulchan Aruch, or Chayyadam, or Mishnah Berurah, mistakes. No, keep it in your house, unless you correct it. So Lamaisa, we have a Machlaikis, a Paiskim, if you're allowed to keep Svarim in your house that have mistakes. And then, anybody have Svarim that just have mistakes in them? What? You have mistakes? You have all the mistakes, and the old ones are mistakes. So you should throw out the old one, but the other one, you have to correct it. Why? You have a kasha, no? I remember when I worked for Oscar, they had this thing that everybody who worked there, you take home the second edition of every safe. Everything I put out, you get a second edition. The first edition has mistakes. But then people who learn from it or read it fall into correction. And then when they go to second printing is usually free of mistakes. First printing, except for the book with the green cover, which has no mistakes. All of them, they are mistakes in them. And comes out of a big chumra according to this one. Now, what have I said to them? The Rambam don't sheet is that you yaitz a kriya satayah from it. So maybe these precious offering that yaitz. Not sure. The Rambam holds the Shiyaitz. I don't believe in the Yad. It's the letter of the Rambam. It could be a mistake of a Sari, you think? The Rambam means that maybe the Shita says because you may make a mistake in laying. Maybe the Rambam means a mistake. So I'll tell you, it's a very big mistake. Who's a bigger machmir here, the Mechaber or the Rambam? Who's being more machmir? Obviously, the Rambam. I want to show you that the Mechaber is the bigger machmir. The night of Yehuda has a shayla. You're allowed to keep a possible Sefer Torah in the yard. You are many shuls have possible Sefer Torah. So we have a custom that we wrap the gargle around the outside of the Sefer Torah so that it's a simen that everyone should know it's a possible Sefer Torah. What the Sfarim didn't do with their possible Sefer Torah, you can't wrap a gargle around the outside. Sfarim don't have possible Sefer Torah. What? They have. I don't know. What? They do tie it on top. The Yehuda has a shayla. If you can look it up, it's in the Yehuda Kama or a Chayim, the last part of Siman Tes. If you're allowed to have a puzzle secretary, he has two reasons why it should be awesome. One reason he argues is that the halacha is not a mylan the kedusha that he may read. Which means, let's say I have a mantle or a gargle that I used to wrap a haftarah, a navi. And now I need a gargle for a sefer Torah. Milam the kaddish. I'm allowed to take a gargle I used for a navi and use it now for a sefer Torah. I'm moving up the kedusha. I'm using it for something more kaddish. Or if I have the velvet that we spread out on the shulchan when we lay, Now I want to make that into a mantle of a Sefer Torah. That's more. I'm moving it up closer to the Sefer Torah. They may read, but it's usher to go down. It's usher to take a gartel of the Sefer Torah and use it now as a gartel for the Haftarah. As a gartel for Haftarah class. That's a Marib. You're not allowed to go down to a lower level of Kedusha. An Aron Kodesh is made to hold Sefer Torah. Made to hold Sefer Torah. An Aron Kodesh is not allowed to store Pushkas in Aron Kodesh. Or to store anything else in an Aron Kodesh, unless you originally made it tonight. Originally, you made it tonight that you magdish the Aron only on it tonight, and if it's used for other things, then you're allowed to use it for other things. But a Stam Aron that was used for Sifrei Torah, it's also to put other things into the Aron, because Ma'alam the Kodesh Neimer, you can't use it for a lower Kedusha. The kind of Night of Yehuda, Apostle Sefer Torah, is a lower level of Kedusha than a Kasha Sefer Torah. So what's the head that you put a Pasul Sefer Torah into an Aron? Aron is Mugdish for a higher level of Kedusha. That could use it for a lower level. Luchas is Shivrei, Luchas is Nechamar. So it's Kadosh, it's the same Kedusha. That's missing a letter, that is not missing a letter. So this is his first Taina. The first Taina he says, it could be, it's not a Taina. Because since people do it all the time, since it seems to be the Dara to put Pasul Sefer Torah, it's Ki'ilu you made it Tanai in the beginning. He says it may be that it's Ki'ilu you made it Tanai, since it's the Dara to do it. Based on that, you know, many shuls have a small Aron that they take to an Avol's house. They take when they go to an Avol's house. That Aron, nobody puts the Pasul Sefer Torah in it. That would still be usher to use the store of Pasul Sefer Torah. Certainly to put Sidurim in that or Chumash in that, certainly usher. Doesn't come up. You mean this, yeah, but you can't say Kiyibu when they made it tonight because they never dreamt that they would put a Pasul Sefer Torah. It comes up later when they want to bury a Sefer Torah. They want to take one of these old Arachas and put it in a Pasul Sefer Torah and bury it with that. That would be, that would come up. They find a psalm Sefer Torah while they're laying in Yahweh's house. I don't know, quite this might be a problem. Good question. Well, it's not true. The second Taina, that's the first Taina that Yehuda says we can be Melamed Tzvos. But the second Taina in our Gemara says that it's Sefer Sheni Mugah Aser. And for that reason, he says that up to 30 days you can put it in. You can put it back. You can keep it in the Aron. You have to fix it within 30 days. And if it goes more than 30 days, it's awesome. Maybe the paskin that you're not allowed to keep, forget about it in the Aron. You're not allowed to keep Pasul Sefer Torah at all. You're not allowed to keep a Pasul Sefer Torah. The minig is that we do. What? You have to do one of two things. Either fix it today or bury it. One or the other. Don't keep on holding it in the shul. Both Pasul Sefer Torah shuls, there's a svar that doesn't take to fix. You can't really. After a certain amount of aging, letters start to pop off the sefer. The cloth and the ink become separated, and letters, everything's bent, and the ink pops off. And at that point, it doesn't pay to fix the sefer. According to the lady, do you have to bury it? Either fix it or bury it. How do you answer our meaning? So there are a pair of chuvas in the Binyan Siyan. This is the Aruch Lanayr's chuvah sefer. It's chuvah tzadik zayin and tzadik ches. And he explains the reason that we're making. He says, what is pshat that you're not allowed to keep a sefer Torah sheni mugah? Because you may make a mistake. That's the way the Ramah, Rashi, and the Rosh learn. Because there may be an error in the Sefer, and you're going to make a mistake. So that's all true if there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. It doesn't say the Yem HaShmini Yishbayt, it says the Yem HaShmini Yishbayt. Right? If it says that you're not allowed to wear, instead of Temer and Pishtim Yachtav, it says Temer and Sheh and something else Yachtav, then I understand. And then I did this 100%. Not allowed to keep that 30 days. That's what our Sifar is. Our Sifrei Torah are possible because they're old. What's the Sefer Torah Baluya? Sefer Torah, the letters are popping, are rubbed out, or is, two letters are connected to the one to the other, or they are disconnected letters. Can you make a mistake in learning from such a Sefer? No mistake in meaning that you'll make from that Sefer. You open up the Sefer Torah and you'll read it, and you'll see where something is rubbed out, you'll know that there's something missing. That's the thing you see is, there's no problem keeping the Sefer Torah. Because these Sifrei Torah are not the Avla of our Gemara. The Avla of our Gemara, according to the Rosh, Rashi, the Ritva, and the Ramah, is because you may make mistakes. Make mistakes. But that's only if you make a toss in you learn the Sefer Torah, you're going to make a mistake in something of substance. Otherwise, our Sifrei Torah Psulim, there's no problem. You're not going to make mistakes in Lumdis from them. Very disturbing. It is very disturbing. The thing in Shi'it is very good for us, for the Ramah, the Rosh, the Rashi. Very good. But unless there's such a mistake, that will make a difference. But the Avla, what's the Avla? Especially when the Avla is, that someone may make a mistake. What's the Avla? So then it was just rubbed out, there's no apple. But our Gemara doesn't say that you can do that. Our Gemara says it's an apple, doesn't say you make a sin. Yignais, it happens to be that we don't. But I don't think we're going to make a distinction between Svarim and Svarim. Sorry, don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe since we don't learn from it, there's no sin. However, according to the Shita B'Kuretzes, and what may be the Shita Sarambam, at least the way I understood it, that the Yisr is a Gezeira, because you might learn from it. Because the Rambam holds it's only a Psul and Sifrei Torah, not a Psul and Shar Svarim. So we said that the Kula, L'chaira, Kula comes out of it. Because L'chaira should turn out that according to the Rambam Shita, even if the psul is just a letter that's popped, or a letter that's cut, or two letters that are connected, even if it's that type of psul, it should also be an avla. Because of the gzera, you may come to learn from it. If you learn the avla, you may come to use a kriya sefira. Then it would seem that it should apply even to this pasul straight out. Which means that the mechaber shita would be a chumra. Mechaber shita, taka kula l'gabi sharesvara. But the Chumrah, that even if it's a type of mistake from which you can never make a learning to us, it's only a mistake from which you can make a laning to us, it should still be a problem. That is a guideline. I don't know, the Shulchanos Lashon is Yisakein or Yigonin. Fix it or bury it. It doesn't say Yisakein or Yigonin, it's a Yasa Heker. I don't know, but it seems like the opposite of it, and I'm going to keep this far. The truth is that mistakes happen. I know the shuls where the apostle Sifrei Torah, and for whatever reason things might look have changed, very often the Torah guys will fall off, and then they don't remember which is the apostle, which is the kasher, or where the psul was. No problem. So at any rate, this is a machlokes that's totally in how to learn this Gemara. Very glad the machlokes on two ways to touch up the Gemara. You have to find now a Sfardi Pesik that explains why the Yehuda's thing would be a Heter. But okay, for a Sefer, you can equate to the Rambam Shita. Maybe like you're saying, the Rambam holds that also a Sefer your life. Okay, so this is the second Gemara. Third Gemara. So we had, as at the end of the Avla, no more Avlas, right? We have the Avla of Shtarais and the Avla of Sefer Torah. Yeah. holding Shneimar Tishkan Be'alecha Avla. Okay, now we plug the case of Amana into our Mishnah. Now just question, what did our Mishnah say? Mishnah said, Sadi David Bul Yukhtanim, what's the din? It's the din that says our signature Bul Yukhtanim. It depends if they have a Migo or not. The ratio would have a Migo that believe, the Sefer would have no Migo that not believe. Now, what did they say Amana? It's our signature, Sadi David said. But it was an Amana. Ain't them on him. Why do they not believe? Why don't they believe? Huh? Of course. Even though they may have an eagle. He said, Sadi David was there, but it's a star Amana. But you know the name of Rasha. You're a Rasha, you're not supposed to write a star Amana. Right? Shtar Amana, Edom Shem Amana, Yedavareinu, Ein Amanim. Why? Because they know the Mesa Masarash. Maida, Yedavareinu, Ein Amanim. Do think. Maida. What is Maida? Mesiras Maida is where someone comes to the Edom, not in front of the Malva, or he's selling the field, not in front of the Lekeah. He tells him, you know, I'm being forced to do this. I don't want to do this. But I'm being compelled. Either the person is threatening to harm somebody in my family if I don't do it. The person is blackmailing me with some other threat. And therefore, I want you to sign the shtar. I don't want him to carry out his threat. I want you to sign it. But after he signs it, you sign it, and the threat is removed, I plan to go to bed, and you're my witnesses that beforehand I told you this is a false shtar. Okay, that's called a Maidah. If they say, Maidah, you the Vareinu, it's our signature, but it's a Maidah, so now we're going to go into have a Machlaik. The first man, Yama, says, the Tamar of Nachman, the Nachman says, Maidah, you the Vareinu, ain't that money. But Rav Ashi, Amar, Amara, you the Vareinu, ain't that money. Maidah, you the Vareinu, ain't that money. So they're arguing if the witnesses could say it's a Maidah. What's the tzad? Are they rishon for signing the shtar meidah? Is there any rishis for signing the shtar meidah? There's no rishis because they were helping the person. The person said, "I'm being threatened." So my time, find it likasei. There's no rishis. This is you have permission to that. Highlight it likasei. So that's the opinion of Amar Rav Ashi. First man, the Amar of Nachman says, "No, why not?" Rashi is pressed to understand why not. So Rashi says, Just understand that. Words can't come and ruin the star. Star is a good star. Can't ruin it with your words. Okay. Let's see. By me may Rava Miramasi. Tanai haya de Varenu ma. What's the din if they say tonight? What does tonight have to mean? It means that the shtar was written. Let's say it's a shtar mechira. Rashi gives an example. I have a shtar that I sold you my house. And the agent come and they say, pack our signature. But the house was sold on the condition that, whatever it is, that usually the buyer, in order to get the ownership of the house, he paid. But there was another condition, only if he does a favor for the maker, whatever it may be. So tonight, are you the Vareinu? Mahi. Do we say, Meidav Amonahinu Taimu the Kofi Le Vashtara? By Nani Kofi Vashtara? Should we say, Meidav Amon is no, you're not believed because you're Eichu Vashtar? And if so, here Nami, you're Eichu Vashtar. Why? Because you're saying that the Vashtar has no practical effect because the Tanai has to be Makoyim. I don't know. Tonight, no sach we see. Maybe tonight, no sach we see. Something different. What does that mean? It's something different. It is something different, but who cares? It's still ruining the shtar. What does that mean? No sach we see. It's nothing to do with the Shah. It's not in the Shah. Anything in the Shah is good. There's a side problem, which is that there was a side agreement. So it's nothing to do with the Shah. Shah is a good Shah. Finished. Now, if I two items come, they say something new. They made it tonight. So they're even. No one's against them. Therefore, they should be believed. So this is the Gemara of Yibai. Watch where the Shtar tonight. Is it an Avera to write a Shtar tonight? What does it come out from this Gemara? Is it an Avera for Aiden to write such a Shtar? Huh? What do you see from the Gemara? What? Not true. The Ibaya, what's the Ibaya? The Ibaya is not Ade Rishayim, and we should say, you know, to make an Asmai Rasha. No. The Ibaya is tonight Mosakri Sahi? Or not? Do we look at the Shtar part of the Shtar or outside the Shtar? Doesn't say, what is it in Avera? Someone comes to me, says, write a Shtar that I sold my house. This is Tanai. You didn't write the Tanai in the Shtar. Alright, but the Shtar is a good Shtar. They made it Tanai, you have to keep the Tanai. Sounds like it's not an Avera. My daughter, you're allowed to do. My daughter, remember, my daughter, you're allowed to write a star, my daughter. Just
the question
why wouldn't they be believed? I guess these two things may be tied to each other. Why is it they may not be believed? You have to explain. And maybe then we have to explain if it's an Avera to write a Shtar tonight. The Pashuk Shad of this Gemara that there's no Avera writing a Shtar out tonight. And remember, you didn't write the Tanai in the Shtar. You write the Tanai in the Shtar, then there's no Shaila. The question is, the simple Pashat in this Gemara is, and the man says that Pashat in the Gemara, there's no Avera to write a Shtar tonight. There'll be an Avera. And in other words, it's a Matzah Rasha. Witnesses can't say they wrote a Shtar, was on the Tanai, they didn't put it into the Shtar. The question is, what is the difference between this Shtar and the Shtar Aman? What's the Shtar Aman? The Malva has a star. The Levi doesn't have to pay unless what? What's the margins of the money? What's the star tonight? The star that says, I sold you the house, but not true unless you fulfill a certain condition. They're both starites that are, at the time they're written, not done yet. Star of money is an Avera to write. Star tonight is not an Avera to write. What? You may be right. What I'd like you to do for tomorrow, the Ron is the Kasha. This Teres seems to encompass two Svaras. So you have to work on understanding this Teres, because it seems from this Teres, I kind of understand that he's saying really two Teresim, or two reasons. And we're going to get into that tomorrow, as well as this night we're on tonight.